Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled, The Incarnation. One of the most beautiful, mysterious, and yet mind-boggling teachings of Scripture is that God put on flesh and dwelt among us. Every year at Christmas, we celebrate the miracle that the second person of the Trinity became flesh and dwelt among us, John 1:14. Without such a miracle, there would simply be no hope for mankind. We continue our study of great doctrines of the Bible by Martin Lloyd-Jones by examining chapter 23, The Incarnation. Seven guiding principles to our understanding of the Incarnation. Because the Incarnation is beyond human understanding, error can easily creep in. There have been councils and debates seeking to establish the biblical teaching on such a complex idea. Lloyd-Jones provides seven principles that will help us set parameters around a healthy, orthodox understanding of the Incarnation. Number one, the Incarnation reminds us of the importance of the doctrine of the Trinity. Lloyd-Jones states, the whole Christian position, in a sense, depends upon the doctrine of the blessed Holy Trinity. If we do not believe in that, we cannot be Christian. It is impossible. Number two, it was the second person of the Trinity who became flesh. God the Father did not put on flesh, nor did God the Holy Spirit. It was God the Son. Number three, Jesus didn't appear to be human. He truly put on flesh. Early in the church, a group called Gnostics taught that the Lord only appeared to put on flesh. But John 1:14 states, the Word was made flesh, not that it merely looked like it. Number four, Jesus' divine nature didn't change. Some argue that Jesus' divine nature mixed with a human nature to form a whole new type of person. Jesus remained who he was with his divine nature still intact. To argue otherwise is to create a change in the eternal Godhead. Lloyd-Jones states, quote, we must never so state the doctrine of the Incarnation as to give the impression, therefore, that we say that the Son of God was changed into a man, end quote. Number five, Jesus was truly human. He did not just take the appearance of a human, but truly received a human nature. This is similar to point three, yet deals with the nature rather than just the physical body. Hebrews 2:14 argues, quote, for as much then as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, end quote. Also, 2 John 7 states, many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. In order to be a sufficient sacrifice on behalf of man, he had to be truly God and truly man. Number six, Jesus took on a full human nature. He did not become part human or human in body only. Lloyd-Jones states that the doctrine of the Incarnation teaches he took on complete human nature, body and soul, including spirit, and that he was truly man. Number seven, he received a complete human nature from the Virgin Mary. Lloyd-Jones is arguing against those who claim that Jesus was a different kind of human than others. They say that God created a new human nature for the Son that merely passed through Mary. Instead, Lloyd-Jones states that it is a true human, the seed of Abraham and the seed of David. He says, quote, now if a special human nature had been created for him, he would not have been the son of David, nor the son of Abraham. But he was both, because his human nature came from his mother, the Virgin Mary. End quote. While beyond our understanding, the Incarnation is a wonderful miracle of God by which Jesus, truly God and truly man, bridges the gap between God and man. Or, as Augustine says, quote, man's maker was made man, that he, ruler of the stars, might nurse at his mother's breast, that the bread might hunger, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be tired on its journey, that the truth might be accused of false witness, the teacher be beaten with whips, the foundation be suspended on wood, that strength might grow weak, that the healer might be wounded, that life might die. End quote. Praise God for the wonderful doctrine of the Incarnation. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.